I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting, everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll.
In Christ is brother.
Thank you, choir, for that powerful reminder of a very important truth. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for the Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. And you should know that the Voice of Hope is produced and sponsored on this station by Heralds of Hope. Heralds of Hope is an international ministry dedicated to sharing the Word of God by radio and internet. And we also share the word through Bible and literature distribution. At Heralds of Hope, one of the privileges we have is to partner with believers in other parts of the world who are sharing the good news of the gospel in their native countries. We have a number of ministry partners in Africa and in Asia. Recently, we were privileged to host Dr. Oheni Kumi, Director of Torch Ministries in Accra, Ghana. Dr. Kumi is one of our ministry partners. We work together in Bible and literature distribution in the West African country of Ghana. We had a number of area programs in different places while he was here, but if you weren't able to attend one of these, I have good news for you. Because today on The Voice of Hope, I have Dr. Oheni Kumi with me on the program, and you'll get to hear his testimony and some of the things God is doing through Torch Ministries. Dr. Kumi spent several days with us here at Heralds of Hope, and so I have him here in the studio. I know you're going to be blessed as you hear his heart for the Ghanaian people and as you sense his love for the Lord. So, Brother Oheni, welcome to the Voice of Hope.
Thank you.
All right, good to have you here, and your acquaintance with Heralds of Hope goes back quite a few years. Tell us how that came about.
Yes, we were introduced to Heralds of Hope for literature for our growing discipleship ministry among school children, and we realized that we needed more material, and when we got in touch with Heralds of Hope, we received more literature and Bibles. Actually received more than we were looking for.
And was that connection facilitated through Equipping the Saints? Do you remember that?
Yes, Equipping the Saints played a key role in connecting us and mention of Herald of Hope for literature and also when we came, there were already listeners to Herald of Hope radio program broadcast from Ghana. Mm-hmm. And Herald of Hope were mailing them literature and Bible for follow-up. So when we got connected, it plugged in right away that what we were doing is similar to what they were doing. So we got the listeners information from Ghana and we followed a whole lot of them up.
That's great. Tell our listeners a little bit more about the focus of Torch Ministries and what methods you use.
Torch Ministries in Ghana, we are involved in children ministries across the whole country. We first established Bible Club in the public schools, and then we followed it up by coming to the schools and distributing Bible courses to the students. And we, when they finish the Bible courses, we give them Bibles so they can also study and the certificate. We do this when we do train teachers or chaplains who help us teach the lesson in the schools that we bring the Bible courses to. And it's been wonderful. And we do hold vacation Bible school for children who come to the school and in the community and in schools that we, our program is not yet being participated, they can all enjoy the vacation Bible school program. And it's been amazing how the program is touching lives and young lives in Ghana.
Very good. You, as our listeners, would understand VBS, Vacation Bible School. You know what that is. And so it functions in a similar way in Ghana, except the numbers of children who attend are much greater. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have. Okay, let me go back to the schools that we work with. In the public schools, we thank God that we are working in 220 schools by God's grace, and we have distributed Bible courses and have on enrollment this year, 48,000 children across the country are enrolled in the Bible courses.
48,000.
48,000.
Okay.
And then the Vacation Bible School, we do hold it in the month of August when during school break. Last year, August, when we had a Vacation Bible School, we do hold it Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to noon. And then we move for the whole month of August. We move from one location to another location, and we do have the program for the children there. Last August, we were expecting one center, about 1,000 to 1,200 children to show up, and we have prepared enough leaders to welcome them and teach them the lesson. However, when we started, we saw the children bringing their friends, and it ended up that we have 2,500 children showed up.
So you expected 1,200 and you ended up with double that.
Yes.
Okay.
2,500 children showed up. And we usually hold the program, the VBA program, in a public school building. And so we went for the keys for one school building. And so we ended up and opening three schools and renting a canopy and chairs.
Okay.
To welcome all these 2,500 children that showed up.
Now, that's something I'm not sure our listeners could identify with, is having that many children together in one place at one time.
Yes.
So that was pretty amazing. And the age group for the Bible clubs in the public school is junior high, is that right?
It is junior high. Okay. And in junior high, we have a junior high 1, junior high 2, and junior high 3. And the Bible courses is set in a way that in junior high 1, you do two booklets. And each booklet has 12 lessons and 12 memory verses. So the first year, you have to do 12 lessons in a semester. And so the whole year, you do 24 lessons,
okay.
Two booklets, and then you receive two certificates. But the amazing thing is you get to hide 24 memory scripture verses in your heart.
Amen. Very good. I believe it would be helpful for the listeners to hear a little bit of your own personal testimony, how you came to know the Lord Jesus, and then how you got involved in children's ministry.
Yes, I got saved when I was invited to a revival meeting by my friend at the age of 19 and heard the message of Christ preached clearly and accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior. After that, I joined the church, and then wanting to share my faith with others, I bought a soccer ball and went to the playground and found some children there, and we played a soccer ball together. Then after that, I told them the story of Jesus. And then I told them the next day I'll come back. If they will come, we'll play a little bit, and I'll tell them the story of Jesus. And they liked the miracles of Christ, how he calmed the storm, and how he raised the dead, and how he fed the people with small food. And the children liked that, so they keep bringing their friends.
Okay.
Sooner or later, I realized that I have a whole lot of young people waiting for me at the playground. And I realized it's not only the soccer ball they want to play with me, but they want to listen to the story of Jesus. So that's how the ministry started. And we thank God that today we are sharing this same message with young people across the whole country. And into other countries also.
Yeah, say a little bit more about the other countries.
And into Liberia and into Togo, where we have two pastors who came from Liberia and Togo to attend a Bible school in Ghana. And they also got involved in the children ministry that we do. And they carry the same concept back home. And today we have the program being carried on in their countries.
Okay, and you said that you're currently operating the Bible clubs in 240 couple schools? How many?
220 in Ghana.
Okay, 220 in Ghana.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we have that also going on in Liberia, and we have also going on in Togo.
Okay. All right. So if you're not real familiar with African geography, those countries are fairly close to each other. Liberia, you would need to fly there, but Togo's next door, right?
Togo, I do drive there.
Okay.
Yes, driving distance.
Right. Well, that's exciting to see how the Lord brought you to himself and then gave you, just starting out with something simple, something small, doing what you could do.
Yes.
And now you have this involvement all across Ghana with lots of volunteer chaplains and teachers helping you to share the good news of Jesus Christ with all these children. It's wonderful how the Lord has done that. Tell us a little bit about your family. I know you're married, and so, yeah, share a little bit about that.
Yes, I'm married. My wife is called Jane, and we have two kids, and Ama and Kwesi, and we all love serving the Lord.
Okay, very good. In our conversation earlier, you mentioned to me a little bit about your wife's ministry to women. Tell our listeners a little bit more about what she's doing.
Yes, Jane's ministry to women is in twofold, where she teaches women, young ladies from the church, pastries and cake decoration. And after that, she helps set them up to begin their own bakery, where she provide gas oven for them and cooking pans and things like that. And then the students get to pay in bits as they work.
Okay.
So in 6 months' time of apprenticeship, then she set them up a place where they can begin working. And then with all the cooking pans and the gas oven, they can be paying back. And then another set of four can come. She take them
four at a time. Okay.
Yes.
So she sets them up in a small business, and then they pay back the investment that the supplies cost.
Yes.
Okay. And what is the goal in helping these women to earn
this
some additional
money?
These
are the young ones from the churches, and some of them also staying with families as helpers.
Okay.
And they don't get the chance to go to school.
Okay.
And so those are the ones that she aim and bring them and give them the apprenticeship. She's also involved in setting up women fellowship program in rural churches that does not have any program for women. Mm-hmm. And her aim is that she will empower these women to educate their girl child.
Okay, their daughters.
They will help their daughters to send them to the school. And so she identified these women, and then she, in the course of their program, will get close to them and then get them engaged in trading activities.
Okay.
Where they can also earn some income and support their husband to send their girl child. Most of the people that she come in contact with, they may have children, but the men will send the boys to school and leave the girls. So, but if the woman is also doing something and earning a living, the woman can come alongside the husband and say, okay, we can send our daughter also to school.
Okay.
And this is what she is doing. And it doesn't cost a whole lot to set them up. Like a $50 can set a woman up. All she will do is maybe sell oranges or sell some groceries or gather some shea butter and then do it, process it herself, the nuts, and then sell the shea butter. So just engaging them. And with that also, the husband get to respect the wife that they are doing something.
Yeah, very good. So that would be more primarily in the rural areas where the girls would not be educated?
Yes,
exactly. But you're actually in the capital city, is that right, in Accra?
Yes.
And how many people live in Accra?
Over 2.5, 2.6 million.
Okay, so it's a big city.
Yes, a big city.
Recently, you've experienced a bit of a financial downturn in support for your ministry, even as the ministry opportunities that you have continue to increase. What can our listeners do to help?
Yes, the ministry is expanding by God's grace, and we are now in two more countries, Togo and Liberia, including Ghana. And we would appreciate our listeners to join us by prayers and also by donor support so we can carry on reaching more children with the message of Christ.
Yeah, I think it's really unique, the ministry that you have, because you're reaching these young people and children at an age where their minds are very formable. In other words, they're open to truth. They haven't established such deep patterns of negative behavior and that kind of thing. And statistically, we know that between the ages of 12 and 18 is when the vast majority of young people, or people in general, receive Christ as Savior. And so it's just a really unique opportunity that you have to reach into that age group in the public schools of Ghana. Just wondering, what would you say is the most exciting or encouraging thing that you've seen the Lord do at Torch Ministries in the last 6 to 12 months?
Though we are reaching out to children with the message of Christ, we are reaching out to the whole family. That is our main focus, that we will get these scriptures into their hearts and they also go and share it with their family. First, we give them the Bible course, they work on it in the house. We give them the Bible and then they send it to their home. It may be their whole family get to share. It will be their family Bible. And we've seen children getting saved at the public school program. And I've also witnessed children sharing the message of Christ with their friends at the school program. But one of the amazing things is one child took the vacation Bible school workbook to the house and used it to witness to her grandmother.
Okay.
And the grandmother got saved and came and reported to us at the vacation Bible school the next day. We were all praising God.
Amen.
So we've seen a lot of the transformation in the life of these young people, and they don't stay there, but they want to share it and let others know that Jesus is their Savior.
And I think you had said to me earlier that some of the people, young people who have graduated from the program in years past are now chaplains and trainers working with you. Is that correct?
Yes. When we had the 2,500 children showing up for vacation Bible school, it's those who have gone, those who have been involved in the vacation Bible school in the past, have gone to senior high and some even in colleges and are on break, they were the ones who came and rescued us.
They rescued you.
In a way to say they helped us. Yeah. So, yes, most of our workers, chaplain helpers who are doing the work alongside us are those who have gone through the program themselves.
I think our listeners could agree that if they were expecting 1,200 for VBS and 2,500 showed up, they would need rescuing too.
Yes.
And so, that's really, really neat to hear how the Lord worked that out. Is there anything that you'd like to say in particular to our listeners before we end the interview for this time?
Yes, we will appreciate donors to be praying with us, and also if there's any way they can be of help to us, they can contact Heroes of Hope, and we will continue carrying the message of Christ and continue reaching out to young children across Ghana.
Okay, well, thank you, brother, for taking time for this interview. It's been a real joy to be able to share this with you. And I personally rejoice with you in the way that God is using Torch Ministries to bring so many young people to salvation in Jesus Christ. And when I think of the thousands of young people that are participating in the Bible clubs there in Ghana, it just gives me a lot of hope for the future, because they're not only the church of tomorrow, I realize they're part of the church of today, but when you think about them maturing in their Christian faith and becoming leaders and teachers and that sort of thing, that bodes well for the whole country of Ghana, I believe. So I wish you the Lord's blessing as you continue your ministry, and I hope we'll be able to have further times of fellowship in the future and when I come to visit you in Ghana, Lord willing.
Yes.
So we'd like to really like to do that. As we close, let me pray for you and for your family and for Torch Ministries. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together in the studio today. Thank you for Dr. Kuma and the work that you have called him to. Thank you for his wife, Jane, and for his daughter, Ama, and son, Kwesi. Father, we pray your hedge of protection around their family. We know that Satan is not happy about what they're doing, and so we pray that you would protect them. We pray that you would give them good health and strength, give them wisdom as they take the opportunities that come their way, and as they decide which ones they should pursue and which ones they should leave go. And so, Lord, there's just a lot of wisdom that's needed in running a ministry, especially of this size. And so I pray that you'll bless our brother and his wife and children. And Father, we pray for the chaplains and the volunteers that work with him in the ministry, there in the public schools and also in the VBS. Father, again, we pray for your direction and blessing. We pray for your anointing upon the scriptures as they are taught. And we thank you, Lord, for the emphasis on your word and studying your word and allowing its truth to impact our lives, not only bringing people to a point of conversion, but then discipling them. And so we thank you for that, Father. Pray your blessing upon our brother and upon Torch Ministries there in Accra and across the country of Ghana. And Father, thank you for the privilege that we have here at Heralds of Hope of working together with Dr. Kuma, and pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless our partnership, that you would be honored and glorified, and that many more people, young people and older ones too, will come to a saving faith in Jesus Christ, because we pray this in his name. Amen.
Dr. Kuma and Torch Ministries are sending the light.
There's a call comes ringing o'er the restless waves, and the light, send the light. There are souls to rescue, there are souls to save. Send the light,
send the light,
send the light.
We will spread
the everlasting
light
with a willing heart and hand.
Giving God
the glory evermore, we will follow his command. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiant beams light the world forevermore. Let us not grow weary in the work of love. Send the light. Let us gather jewels for a crown above. Send the light.
We will spread
the everlasting light
with a willing heart and hand.
Giving God
the glory evermore.
We will follow his command. Send the light, the blessed gospel light. Let it shine from shore to shore. Send the light and let its radiant beams light the world forevermore.
Thank you, men. My friend, were you blessed by this interview with Dr. Kumi? If so, praise God. And if you'd like to review it or share it with a friend, it's available to you on an audio CD. Just ask for the interview with Dr. Kumi. You can request a CD copy of this interview by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org, or call us toll-free at 866-960-0292, or mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to this program when it's convenient for you. We also encourage you to visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, to learn about upcoming events, or to read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we'd love to hear from you. And if you'd like to help support Dr. Kumi's ministry, you can address your donations to us here in care of Heralds of Hope, and we'll see that they get passed on to him. Once again, our email address is hope@heraldsofhope.org. Our mailing address, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292 and ask for your copy of the interview with Dr. Kumi. And if you'd like to help support this ministry financially or Dr. Kumi's ministry, you can include a gift with your letter or donate online at heraldsofhope.org or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now, friend, I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. And until we meet again,
we've read and heard the story in the blessed old book, how the walls of Jericho the people marched round, and when the trumpet sounded, how the mighty walls shook, walls around the city came a-tumbling down. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den. He rolled the waters back before all Moses and his men. He led his people out of Egypt's bondage and its sin. The Lord calmed the ocean and the mighty winds that blew. He saved the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too. He rose up from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do. He never will forsake us, matters not what may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home. The Lord said, Brother Jonah, go to Nineveh land. But he disobeyed the Lord by hiding away. Then Jonah got converted to obey the command. From the well the Lord delivered him on that day. The Lord delivered Daniel from the hungry lion's den. He rolled the waters back before all Moses and his men. He led his people out of Egypt's bondage and its sin. The Lord did calm the ocean and the mighty winds that blew. He saved the Hebrew children from the fiery furnace too. He rose up from the grave just like the prophet said he'd do. He never will forsake us, matters not what may come. Safely he will lead his faithful children on home.